To the word of God is a mystery. To his sons, a revelation. For he has made us a kingdom and priests to reign on the earth forever. Join us as we expose you to this revelation through God's servant, Apostle Joshua Selman,
of Eternity Network International, replicating the fullness of God's life on earth.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, Lord, we give you praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
This is my desire to honor you. Lord, with all my heart, I worship you.
Sing it from your heart to the King of Kings.
All I have within,
I give you praise.
I give you praise. All that I adore is in you.
Sing, I give you my heart. Say, Lord, have your way. Have your way.
Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Le malamo shana na maya na mo.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's hold hands together. We'll take some time, 10 minutes or so, and pray in the Spirit. Can we hold hands together all over this building? Hallelujah. Go ahead and pray in the Spirit. Together, saints. But ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Please look at me. Koinonia is a place where you meet the Holy Ghost. I met him and he changed my life. Tonight, the Holy Ghost wants to reintroduce himself to people in this place. For many of you do not know. You hear people talk about Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. He's the one behind the progress of this ministry. He's the one behind the anointing. He's the one behind the prosperity. If you stop chasing the things you are looking for, I tell you, if you find him, he's worth more than gold. He's the answer to what you are looking for. The Holy Ghost. And Paul prayed and said, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, the love of God and the koinonia, the fellowship, the participation, the marriage, the oneness, the intercourse of the Spirit. Who is the Holy Ghost to you? Please listen. Until now, who or what is the Holy Spirit to you? Do you know him? Do you even believe in his person? Do you believe in his ministry? Do you believe that the Holy Ghost can take you from where you are and produce a sign? Do you know that the Holy Ghost took Bezalel and made a wonder out of him? Do you know the Holy Ghost took Saul and produced a king out of him? Do you know the Holy Ghost took Deborah and made a wonder out of her? Do you know the Holy Ghost turned Jesus, the Word, into a baby? He made God become a baby. He is that powerful. He made God to become a baby and put him in the womb of a woman without surgery. Do you know the Holy Ghost made Saul to become the wonder that he became? The Holy Ghost made Archbishop Benson Idahosa. Took him, the Holy Ghost took Smith Wigglesworth from a plumber and made an apostle of faith out of him. The Holy Ghost took a weak woman like Catherine Kuhlman and made a wonder out of her. The Holy Ghost took an ordinary businessman called Walmart and made him among the world's first 6 rich people, or the world's 50, the richest 50 people. What can the Holy Ghost not do in your life? Why do you limit him? Why do you underestimate his power? I watched Catherine Kuhlman grow, and she said, I don't want to live 5 minutes without the Holy Ghost. I didn't understand what she was saying. You are the power in me. Listen to this song. You are the fire at work in me. You are my ever-present helper. Holy Spirit, I adore. Listen, hear me. It's not normal to see an ordinary human being doing extraordinary things. Can you not see that there is a force that can produce faith out of a man? What makes some people not doubt? What makes others strong? We have neglected him. We are looking for prosperity. We are looking for power. We are looking for titles. He is the one. Jesus, listen. Jesus said, I can do nothing of my own, but as I see my Father. The Holy Ghost directed Jesus Christ and brought him to a place of power. And the Bible says, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Do you realize, listen to me, that you can do nothing without him? Oh, if you could hear his voice, many things in your life will come into order. Oh, if you could understand his leadings, certain sicknesses will dissolve and die out of your life. Oh, if you would know his power, all the people that come to sleep with you in the night and oppress you will go forever. If you know him, where the Spirit of the Lord is, my Bible says there is liberty. There cannot be bondage. Bondage is an absence of his presence. And now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. when the Holy Ghost was about to leave Jesus Christ, Jesus cried in Gethsemane. He said, "What can I do without you, Holy Spirit?" And he said, "Father, if it be thy will, if there is another method you can walk without taking the Spirit from me." And the psalmist said, "Cast me not away from your presence, oh Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation and renew a right spirit within me." There is something called the joy of salvation. When you live a sick free life, it brings the joy of salvation. When you walk in prosperity, it brings the joy of salvation. There are many of us today, you are confident you are going to heaven. Tomorrow you do not even know again the Holy Ghost. You have said, "Oh Lord, can you open the Bible to me?" Oh yes. The Bible says, Jesus said, "And when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He will teach you. He will bring to your remembrance." He said, "I have many things to share with you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth," the Bible calls him the Spirit of truth, "he won't lie to you. He won't lie to you. If he tells you your life is blessed, he can make you become blessed. If he tells you you will marry, he can make you get married." Tonight, we are going to cry and say, "Holy Ghost, reintroduce yourself to me. I've known you as the one who so-so-so-and-so person works with. I'd like you to pray." I know many of you don't understand the gravity of this prayer. I tell you, the knowledge of the Spirit will end many things in your life. So go ahead and cry and say, "Holy Ghost, you revealed yourself to Catherine Kuhlman. Ladies, a woman shook her generation. How about you?" Let my ears hear your voice. Holy Spirit, pray. If it is true that you speak unto men, let my ears hear your voice. My sheep hear my voice. Accurate perception in the Spirit. Holy Ghost, end confusion in my life until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. And then the wilderness will be turned into a fruitful vine. And a fruitful vine will be turned into a forest. Go ahead and pray and say, "Holy Ghost, turn my wilderness. Turn my wilderness. Give me the joy of salvation. Let me understand what it means to fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Let me know what it means to hear your voice. Let me know what it means to walk in intimacy with you." I'm tired of religion. Pray and say, "Lord, I'm tired of pretending like I'm hearing you when I'm not. I'm tired of pretending like you are leading me." Say, "Lord, I've had different messages, but I'm not satisfied. I know you lead men. You can end confusion in a man's life." Trust him. He can lead you to destiny. He can lead you to your wife. He can lead you to your husband. He can lead you to a miracle. I believe his ministry. He can show you what is wrong in your family. He can tell you what to do. I'm telling you, he will tell you what keys to use. Isaiah 30, "And thou shalt hear a voice from behind thee saying, This is the way. Walk ye in it. And as a result, you will find rest for your souls. He can teach you. Holy Ghost, reveal yourself. Reveal yourself. Give us encounters. Reveal yourself. The fellowship of the Spirit. The fellowship of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Listen, brothers and sisters, when you find him, you will stop wasting your time in life. Because he'll lead you and guide you to the city up above. He'll lead you and guide you to the place of destiny. That's his ministry. He'll lead you and guide you to the city of above. It doesn't matter what your background is. He'll lead you and guide you
to a place of destiny.
Hallelujah. Two more prayer points. You are going to pray and say, Lord, the reason why I was born. Are you listening to me? Are you ready to pray this prayer? Say, Lord, I'm tired of escorting men in destiny. The reason why I was born. He told Jeremiah. He said, before you were born, while you were still in your mother's womb, I called you and ordained you to be a prophet. Hear me, friends. Until you discover your place in destiny, you will never find fulfillment. Are you listening to me? We are going to pray and say, Lord, can you show me? I went to the dam, ABU dam, many times, and I was crying. I said, Lord, what is my purpose for living? I didn't come because my father and my mother came together. Why did somebody die this morning and it was not me? I'm an answer to the prayer point of someone. Somebody's prayer point necessitated my delivery. I will not die. I owe my generation a debt that I must pay. I'd like you to pray. And for the first time in your life, for some of you, cry and say, Lord, why am I here? Men of greatness ask this question. This is what begins to introduce the ministry of the Spirit. Pray. Say, Lord, am I just here to marry a man? Am I just here to wait until a man gives me meaning? Am I just here to wait until I have children? Lift your voice and cry. Say, Lord, what is my reason for living? You didn't just bring me to be a student. Let me know the joy of finding my place in life. Let me know the joy of finding my assignment. Please pray, because the Holy Ghost is going to be revealing to men. Jesus, in Luke chapter 4 from verse 17, he opened the book as it was given to him, and he read the prophecy that Isaiah wrote. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, to set the captives free, to bind up the brokenhearted, to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. He said, today is this scripture fulfilled. The Bible says, for this purpose was the Son of God made manifest. For what purpose were you made manifest? Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer. I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call unto me. Call unto me and I will answer. I will answer. I will show you great and mighty things about your life, about your future, about your destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know something has happened to you tonight? See, listen to me. We are programming you to be great. This is a programming. We are giving you a mindset. It's a programming. The end is predictable. It's a programming. The Bible says, listen, it said there is no man who warreth, who will entangle himself with civilian affairs. He says, he that desires mastery. He said, if a man desires mastery, yet is he not crowned until he strives lawfully. There are many vessels in the house of God. Vessels of gold. Vessels of silver. Vessels of clay. Hallelujah. The son of man, what seest thou? And he said, he sees four horns. These horns scattered around Judah. They are the ones who go and cause wickedness. And he said, behold, I send you carpenters. And we are the carpenters that God is sending. To chisel and put things in order. You may not see the effect now. You may think it's just a sacrifice for nothing, but it's a programming that will bring you into a realm of glory where you will become usable. And then in it you will find rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come from different families, different backgrounds, different spiritual exposures. Our job is to bring you into the truth of God's word, regardless of what has been your mindset before. Hear me, friends. Sacrifice is a language in the spirit. It endorses you for greatness. Gather unto me, my people, they that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. This is to make you rise. You will not notice the changes, but when you step out, you will see the beauty and the glory of God upon your life. And then you will know that you have been alive and walking with the Spirit. If you stay with Him in the secret, He will not disappoint you in the open, I assure you. And the Bible says, Obadiah 21, saviors shall arise. They shall come out of Zion and they shall judge the mount of Esau. You are that savior. You are that savior. I wish the Lord can show you a glimpse of your future. If you saw that there is no sacrifice you cannot pay. That life of unnecessary or convenience at this realm, it will not make you a champion. I won't deceive you. The person who loves you is the one who will tell you the truth at any cost. I will not deceive you. Generals did not become generals just by wishing. This is the pathway. And the Bible says, men of David, ordinary men, and they came to him in the cave of Adullam, and David made warriors out of them, to the point that one of them was such a warrior, the sword would cleave to his hand, and even when he turned it upside down, the sword would not fall. And he said, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We're making you a manifestation of the word of God. We're not producing members out of you. We're producing citizens of the kingdom. Are you listening to me? This is an apostolic ministry. We train you, and then God announces you and sends you. Some of you here will be bishops of parishes. We cannot afford to do a half-baked job on you. You will cost catastrophe. There are many of you that the revival of nations are upon your shoulders. And now that we have the privilege, we will drill you until iron sharpens iron. And then when you step out, you will be a sign and a wonder. These prayers and this exposure to the word and the spirit will prune out different things from your life. Bad habits, immaturity. Suddenly you will find out. The Bible says strong meat belongs to them who are of full age, who by reason of use have exercised their senses to discern good and evil. How amiable are your ways, O Lord? The Bible says he showed his way to Moses. This is the way of the Lord. We are teaching you how to be miracle workers. It's enough to come and lay hands. It's enough to come and say, look, come for miracles. But we will do that during the miracle service. Are you listening to me? You are not the one in need of miracles. You are the one that God is preparing so that he will send. And the remnant of the house of Jacob shall bear root downwards, and then as a result will project in light and bear fruit upwards. He said, he that bears fruit, John 15, my Father will prune. So God prunes those who are already bearing fruit. In agric we call it pruning. We remove the unnecessary leaves and all the resistances, and then the tree is able to grow again. For the kingdom of God is like a little seed planted in the earth, and then it grows and it becomes a big tree. This is what God is producing out of your life. You may look weak, you may look beggarly. God did not send us to gather people who are already made. No, our job is that you come as you are, and by the agency of the word of God and the Spirit, there is a translation in you. Many of you are coming under the disguise of education. You are coming under the disguise of different things. And God is bringing you and summoning you. And one day you will blow the shofar and the nations will stand and listen to you. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? That's the testimony of some of you looking at me. You know that if God does not help you, the prophecies of your uncles over your life will come to pass just as they are predicted. That you will be a useless boy. That you will be a useless girl. But while you are going, the Holy Ghost intercepts and says, not so. Not when I am here. Come and I will make you. We will have the opportunity to watch some of you on TV one day. We will have the opportunity to see many of you with your cathedrals and parishes. And we will be proud that we invested the word of God. We won't let you look at us tomorrow and said you are wicked people. You didn't train us well. We prayed for 5 minutes. You were afraid of our feelings. No, sir. You can insult me now. There's no problem. You will tell me thank you in the future. there is a path. So that when you see another person who claims to be entering the power of God through another means, you can discern by your experience that this is not of God. Hallelujah. There is a pathway that leads to glory and power. When you see a man who is not walking in that path, you know that his result is questionable. Because that ID card in the spirit is not there. Hallelujah. Come, and I will make you. We're going to pray again. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. If you're tired, lie down. Sleep. Whatever you want to do, do it here. Because to sleep in the presence of God is better than going to go and jump around somewhere. Samuel was sleeping, but he was near the ark and he had the voice. So it's better to sleep at least in the presence of God. You will pray tonight. We love you too much to leave you the way you are. Tears may come out of your eyes, but it's a track record in the spirit. You may forget about it, but one day God will tell you it is on account of this sacrifice. I have sworn by my name, you cannot but be great. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. Edifieth himself. And line upon line. In the next few minutes we will pray. Luke 18 verse 1. And he spake this parable unto them, to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Bible says, quicken us and we will call upon your name. Elijah was a man of like passion like us, but he prayed earnestly that there be no rain for a space of 3.5 years. And Elijah said, there will be no rain except by my word. And after 3.5 years, he went to pray. The Bible says he went and prayed once and sent his servant, and he said, I do not see a sign. He said, I won't give up. I will pray again. Go back and check. He said, there is no sign. He said, why don't we give up? He said, no, generals don't do it that way. Pray again. I count him faithful. I know I'm not praying to an idol. And at the seventh time, he came back. He said, Master, I didn't see much. I only saw a fist. Because he delivers with his mighty right hand. And he gave a sign of his hand in the cloud. And Elijah said, that is it. I have been able to successfully transport realities from the realm of the spirit. And they have entered the corridors of time. And they have manifested in this realm. And he told us, saddle your ass, for I hear in my spirit the sound of the abundance of rain. The Bible says, the hand that he saw came upon him, and he girded his loins, and on bare foot he began to run until he overtook the chariots of Ahaz. While the disciples were journeying on the boat, that's how many people are journeying through life. They are using boats. And they are moving. They seem to be going ahead. But like Jesus, we are staying behind and we are praying. After 6 hours, which is the number of man, when his grace comes upon us, we will get up and walk on the water. While they are rowing their boat and facing the storms of life, we will be walking as if Satan does not exist. I choose to be extraordinary. I choose to be a sign and a wonder. Not because I'm a man of God. I hope you know this has nothing to do with ministry. Too hot for the devil to handle. That when they are enchanting things about you and they carry your picture to a shrine, as soon as they call your name, the fire that will come out there will be an eternal lesson that there are people and there are people. The Bible says there are many kinds of bodies. There are celestial, there are terrestrial. Not everybody is the same.
not everybody is the same. The person who takes my picture to a herbalist, my fear is not the person, is the herbalist. Can you be so much of a threat to the kingdom of darkness that even at your default state you are on fire? Hallelujah. I listened to a tape by someone. He's an evangelist and he used to be in the occult, and this is what he told me. He said Satan brings, it's like a blanket. The Bible says the God of this world, the God of this system, has blinded their minds. Hallelujah. And then the blanket is over people. And when they begin to pray, what happens? There is a breaking. That's why sometimes when you start praying, you see that, you sense that there is a resistance. You are struggling. You are moving. You don't even know what is happening in the spirit. And sometimes you just feel like sleeping. And some of you just start and later on you are still like clean the saliva and get up. You will not go far that way, brothers and sisters. I won't lie to you. Anybody that tells you your prayer life is not important is the enemy you should be praying about. Hallelujah. And while you pray, there is the fire of the Holy Ghost. I know you've had different teachings on fire. One day I'll give you a scriptural teaching on fire. Fire is neither solid nor liquid. Are you listening to me? Fire is not threatened by anything. You cannot box fire and put it in a hole. You can't even catch it, but you cannot resist the effect. When you put your hand, you can't hold fire. You can't. Not solid. So when you hear people say Holy Ghost fire, I know that there are all kinds of exaggeration, but brother, there is a separate baptism called the baptism of fire. He said he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. When that comes upon your life, you enter the role of those who have registers in the realm of the spirit. They are called touch not. And that's what we want you to become. You look at someone and they say this person has been oppressed by demons. And you don't just sit and say, hey, what shall we do? And then you're not just trying to activate your faith. Bring it out, activate it. No, no. You rise to a plane where as soon as you enter the room, is the demons that will be negotiating. They'll say, we know you will cast us, but we want to beg you, can we give you where we want to go? And they say, go out, just leave. I was told that there was an event that happened in Redeem Camp. Some people gathered and they were praying over one demon possessed man, and they spent hours, because until you stand before the burning bush, you cannot stand before Pharaoh. Hallelujah. And the man was peeling banana. The white man wore his hat and he was just eating banana. And he saw them struggling. He said, what's going on here? He said, we are trying. He just came. He tapped the man. He told the demons out. Instantly, all of them left. See, there are celestial beings. There are terrestrial beings. Not everybody is equal in the spirit. You may wear the same jeans, 2005. You may buy the same polo shirt. But when you begin to pray, there is an earthquake in the spirit. And they say, whose voice is this? Because the Bible says, when the lepers in Samaria, they said, why we sit here until we die? Let us get up. In the spirit, their sound was amplified and they had chariots. That when you begin to pray, they look at you in the spirit and say, who is this man that looks like God? That was the testimony of the three Hebrew boys. They said the fourth person we see standing looks like the Son of God. Rise up on your feet.
Ah, Elohim. Ah, Elohim. Elohim Madonna. Ah, Elohim Madonna. Elohim Madonna. Elohim Madonna. Elohim Madonna. Elohim Madonna. Elohim Madonna.
Hallelujah. The Lord is telling me that as we begin to pray, many of you will activate the ministry of angels in your life. Many of you have not really enjoyed the ministry of angels. Are they not ministering spirits sent to minister? Let me give you three testimonies quickly. Are you listening to me? My first major encounter with the physical man, I'm not talking of angels in the spirit now. I was in Mararaba, and we entered a bus. It was me and Manasseh, and I left my wallet in the bus and I came down, and now it was a busy market and everybody just left, and Manasseh took a bike to follow them. I left it, we all saw it inside, and when I just stood there, I wasn't praying, and the next thing I saw a man limping with my wallet. He came to me. He said, take. Literally. Hallelujah. We went for crusade in Pangshin 2006 or 7. As soon as we went to the venue, a man walked up to me and said, go around the city publicizing. Just use a loudspeaker. Go around the city. And I saw him walking and I turned to do something. And when I turned back, I did not see him again. Don't you think everybody in this auditorium is a human being? You will be misled. There are times that I preach and I see that some of the people sitting inside and outside are angels. The moment I see them in the spirit, they stand up and they walk away. It's just that we don't share experiences. I'm telling you, the Bible says, ye are come unto Mount Zion. Some of you finish Koinonia and someone just holds your hands. The Bible says, be good to all men, for in this some of you have entertained angels unaware. You have entered buses with them from CGC down to Northgate. You gisted with them. From the day you met them, something happened to you in the night. You could not explain. You saw some faces in Koinonia you have never seen again. You came late and you wanted to leave. You know that all the ushers were inside. Suddenly you saw another usher telling you, why don't you come and sit down? And they gather all the ushers. You cannot see the person again. Many of us have not activated ourselves in the place of prayer to begin to respond. Kenneth E. Hagin walked in a realm where he enjoyed the ministry of angels. They would come in his meeting and he would look at them and say, hi, how are you? And call their names. Do you know that one angel destroyed an entire battalion of armies? One. And there are all kinds of angels. There are ministering spirits. There is the Northern Army of the Lord. We will take time in a prayer series if we take it again. And we'll teach on angels. He said, oh Daniel, from the first day that you did set your face to pray, it said your request was heard. And while he was coming, he was interrupted in the second heavens. Because the prince, the spiritual wickedness that governs the territory of Persia, stopped him. And because it was not in the office of Gabriel to fight, he could not do anything. Until Michael, the archangel, came to the rescue. And he said, I am come to bring thee understanding. Every time there are shiftings in the spirit, Satan does not understand timings, but he can see an unusual manifestation of the angelic, and he knows that angels respond to the biddings of the Lord, especially when messenger angels begin to come. They come into your life when seasons are shifting. When Gabriel came to Mary, it was a season in her life. When he came to Zechariah, he said, I am Gabriel that standeth in the presence of the Lord. I'd like you to pray and say, Lord, tonight I activate the ministry of angels. Lift your voice and pray. By the power of the Holy Ghost, let the angels of the Lord, Basata Bakata, Randa Barekebos, Mampratekeboshia. The angel of the Lord encamp them that fear him. I activate the ministry of angels. I activate the ministry of angels. Angels of finances, miracle angels, breakthrough angels, worship angels, to bring songs, to bring skills. Angels of understanding, the northern army of the Lord, the ministering spirits. Hallelujah. Listen. Hallelujah. Hear me. If you are a minister of the gospel here, let me teach you a secret. Have you ever had people pray a prayer and say, I position the angels of my anointing? Have you ever had such prayers? One scripture. Turn with me to Revelation 1. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting my head. Hallelujah. Let me show you a powerful mystery. The Bible says in Psalm 103 that the angels of God, who excelleth in strength, who confirms the words of his messengers. Quickly, Revelation 1 verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. So God gave him a ministry. What's the ministry? To show, to reveal unto his servants things which must surely come to pass. Listen. And he sent and signified it by what? He said his angel, the angel of the one who the message was given to. That means an angel was sent. Every time God gives you a message, every time God gives you a teaching, there are angels that are sent with that revelation. The job of those angels is to stand in partnership with the Holy Ghost to ensure that the words gain performance in your life. And so they stop the cohorts of darkness that will want to come and steal the seed of God's word in you. That's why some of you, while you are listening, you want to get up and go out. Suddenly you find out that something will keep you back. The angels of the Lord. And then while sitting, a revelation will hit your spirit and that ends it. Or a word of knowledge is about to be given to you and demons want to distract you. As soon as you go out, you will see your friend coming and he will just drag you. Or you will stand and literally feel a resistance. We are going to pray and say, Lord, there are angels you have assigned to my life, to my destiny, to my ministry. Lord, I pray right now, may they be activated to the fullness of their ministry. Go ahead and pray. William Branham had an angel that would come to give him uncommon insight and understanding. Are you praying? Ratabaka Shadabalaraba Randa Proska Bajidema Satakatabalaraba Rakatabakatabalaraba
Lord, we activate the angelic by the power of the Holy Ghost. We activate the angelic by the power of the Holy Ghost. Angels that follow this ministry, we activate you. The angels assigned to Koinonia, we activate you to bring healing, to bring breakthrough, to bring prosperity in the name of Jesus. The angels that follow everyone in Koinonia, let them be activated. Please pray over your family. There are angels. Declare and say, let there be the activity of angels in my family, bringing finances, bringing healing. Angels of revelation and understanding, angels of worship. The northern army, Rapashata Katabalaraba, Rapatakata Prakatabalaraba, the angels of the Lord that excel in strength, we permit your ministry in Koinonia. We permit your ministry. We permit your ministry. We permit your ministry. Breakthrough, healing, deliverance. God's testimonies to above. Let life be changed. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. Sing it with all your heart. My glory, the lifter up of my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You're my glory, you're the lifter up of my head. Say thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting. That's what I offer to you. Thank you for lifting
my head.
Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting
my
head.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands. I want to pray that an impartation of the Spirit will come upon you. Hallelujah. I tell you, the angels, listen, the angels in this place are more than the people here. Hallelujah. I will pray. Expect something to happen to you. Expect fire. Expect an anointing. Because I see the fire of the Lord upon my hand. That's what I see. The fire of the Lord. And it tells me release it. And so I release it right now. Now let it move across my left and my right. By the ministry of the angelic. Now, Pashatokoto, all over the building. Move. Now, power of God. Let there be an activity of the angelic right now. Across the building, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let the fire touch everyone. Let the fire touch everyone. Let the fire touch everyone. Their anointing, their gifting. Feel your walk. This side of the congregation, lift your hands. I stretch my hands. Let the fire come upon you now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Angels of the Lord, move. And put the crowns that you show me upon the heads of men. Crowns. 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 The Lord shows me crowns upon the heads of men. Everything that has limited you in the name that is above all names. I command that limitation to disappear from your life forever. I need you to shout your amen like you believe it. I command every infirmity that is in your body, I cut it from its root. Be free from it now in the name of Jesus. Everyone marked for death here, whether by sickness, by the sword, by accident, I lift that ban over your life in the name of Jesus. I command the fountains of favor to break open in your life right now. Receive favor, financial favor, favor of destiny, help us in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life that any habit and any lifestyle that has challenged you, that you are tired of, let it fall from your life now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every tongue that rises up against you, I command right now. The Bible says in Job 5, he said he will deliver you from the scorching tongues of men. I command that every tongue that rises up against you will fall for your sake in the name of Jesus. I command the Lord to judge evildoers in your life in the name of Jesus. Every level you would have been right now that Satan stopped you from coming, right now, by the power, the spirit that came upon Elijah that caused him to run, I invoke from the realm of the spirit, let there be acceleration to your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every dead prayer life in this place, 5 minutes prayer, 2 minutes prayer, I cut it to its root in the name of Jesus. Every appetite and lust for sin, lust for evil, lust for immorality, whether it be money, ladies, men, whatever, I cut it in the name of Jesus. The grace to live a life of true holiness and righteousness. The grace to say no to everything that is not consistent with God's word. I release it upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For the Bible says, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He said, he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, you shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Hallelujah. Every kind of addiction in this place, whether it's drinking, womanizing, falsehood, whatever it is, you are free from it right now and forever. I release angelic encounters in your life. You will see them in your dreams. They will give you direction. They will tell you secrets. They will show you mysteries about the world, mysteries about your life, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray for you that as you walk out of this place tonight, you become a literal manifestation of signs and wonders. Go and do the things that you could not do. Go and lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. Go and cast out devils. Go
and win souls. People who you are preached to that refuse to get born again, go back again with this anointing and you will win them over. Your family members, no matter how hardened they are, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. There are many of you who are timid. You have complex. You don't believe in yourself. Right now, in the name that is above every other name, you laugh, but you are suffering complex. You always think you will not amount to anything, or you think, and it makes you always offensive at others. In the name that is above all names, for God has not given us the spirit of timidity, but the spirit of love, of power, and of a sound mind. By the power of the Holy Ghost, let inferiority and complex, the lies that Satan has spoken to you that keeps you where you are, I curse it in the name of Jesus. Whatever testimony is still pending in your life, I pull it from the realm of the spirit and I release it to your life. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it in the name of Jesus. I speak over your life and your destiny. No one will terminate your destiny in the name of Jesus. Every pronouncement that has been made upon your life, I declare, as surely as the Lord God of Israel lives, I command a new beginning for you. Those pronouncements come to null and void in the name of Jesus. Whatever mindset that Satan has used as a stronghold in your life, that you don't want to let go, but is stopping you from entering the blessings of God, I shatter that stronghold in the name of Jesus. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ, and bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ. Go and enjoy the favor of the Lord. Go and enjoy the blessings of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Let the word of God come alive. Let there be unusual understanding, that right now as you study the word, something will happen to your spirit man. Unusual insights. You will learn things you were not taught by anybody. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of understanding. Let the bread of the spirit be broken. Let your eyes be opened. I take away the veil from your eyes. Grace to walk in obedience to God's word. In the name of Jesus, give God a shout of praise. Come on, give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, call 081-38-32-5463 or 080-33-50-8735 or 080-34-00-3936. You can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Trinity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_KNI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Trinity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.